Time now for Left of Lansing, a Monday musing for this July 15th of 2024. In the wake of the assassination attempt on President Donald Trump, a big line being pushed right now is how the political rhetoric must cool down. And I think it's such a misguided and quite a misinterpretation of what took place in Butler, Pennsylvania. But even worse, this line is being used to squash any dissent on the former president and his MAGA white Christian nationalist brigade. First of all, I think President Biden's tone in his Oval Office address was indeed presidential. And for all the criticisms that I've had for him of late, he's been acting very presidential and like a leader. He's asking for everyone to cool down their rhetoric and their attacks, and he's not using this moment to score really any big major political points. He is the leader of the free world, and he's trying to just keep everyone calm for at least a little bit after his opponent was very nearly killed, and a spectator there was indeed killed by what appears to be another in a long line of lonely white males. And I will say that I found it disheartening and a little gross on how some on social media right after the shooting were claiming that this had to be a false flag incident and that it was all staged. Everyone, come on. I mean, the shooter was killed. The father that he shot in the crowd was killed. Not only to mention that, you know, Donald Trump was bleeding from the ear. All of those pieces of evidence clearly showed how this was another in the long line of tragic public shootings in large areas that we have seen here in this country far, far too often. We aren't Alex Jones. We are not QAnon. We are the ones who try to prevent AR-15 rifles from ever being used, and we are the ones who advocate a reinstatement of the assault weapons bans. I mean, basically, we progressives are the ones who are fighting to prevent shootings like the ones that happened to Donald Trump from ever happening. And that leads me to the crux of this week's musing. I'm gathering from the corporate media how this should be a time for everyone to just sit down and shut up. MSNBC, for example, did not air its weekday show this morning, Morning Joe, which CNN says was due in fear to what might be said in that three-hour show. And they want Biden, and they also want all Democrats to quit talking about the political and personal harm and personal damage Donald Trump and his MAGA allies have done and are promising to keep doing if he gets back into power. Ohio MAGA Republican Senator J.D. Vance showed the way and how they'll use the shooting, which, again, does not appear to be a political shooting as of now, but how they're planning to use the shooting to bully us from speaking truth. After the shooting, Vance tweeted, "The central premise of the Biden campaign is that President Donald Trump is an authoritarian fascist who must be stopped at all costs." That rhetoric led to President Trump's attempted assassination. Then there's Georgia Republican Congressman Mike Collins, who tweeted that President Biden sent the orders. And here in Michigan, Congresswoman Lisa McClain tweeted, "The assassination attempt today is a direct consequence of 8 years of radical left demonization and unprecedented vitriol against President Trump." Everyone, there was no evidence of the shooter's motive yet, but we do know this. We do know this. He was a registered Republican. But we all know this too to be truth, okay? Let's just be honest. Had the shooter been an immigrant from a Central American or South American country, or had the shooter been a drag queen or a transgender American, they would have pushed their hate to a whole new level. Worse though, they're hoping to cower progressives from speaking truth, not only about Trump, but about the authoritarian extremism of the entire MAGA movement. I mean, we saw here in Michigan just how much MAGA Republicans used the threat of violence in efforts to scare Democratic politicians when they held anti-COVID lockdown protests at the Capitol building, brandishing guns, waving Confederate flags, and holding anti-Governor Whitmer signs saying, "Tyrants get the rope and hail Whitmer." It was a precursor to the violent insurrection that would occur months later at our nation's capital, an insurrection, mind you, pushed by Donald Trump, a man who is a convicted felon and who was found liable for sexual assault. I mean, these are the people. I mean, these are the people demanding Democrats tone down the political rhetoric after spending years and years of promoting and engaging in political violence. Look, it's hard to call for civility when one side simply refuses to ever adhere to it, and at the same time is calling for a return to white male dominance in our society, which will hurt millions of marginalized Americans. That's why they don't want us talking about Project 2025 anymore. Instead, they are hoping you'll just sit down and shut up. And they're using the corporate media to push that message. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.